Friday and Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. I think the peanut butter killed the tarantula last night.
No, right? My yeah. God. Yeah. I am devastated.
Yeah.
Well, now we know how to kill a tarantula.
Just give it, put it in my ward for a couple of days.
Set out some peanut butter traps.
I caught a tarantula a few days ago. I've been keeping it in my garage in a paint bucket. It could have been the semi-gloss paint that was in the bucket. Yeah. I mean, it had dried mostly, but it did kind of smell like paint when I opened it up. But I gave it a little water in there, and I give it some what I thought was tarantula food, which was peanut butter. And I opened it and was dead. It was tough.
You sure it wasn't its exoskeleton left behind after it molted?
Oh, no.
No?
That would be, yes. Is now raping my wife.
Yes.
I opened the bucket. I looked at it, and I was like, come on, boy. And it didn't do anything. And then I leaned the bucket to one side, and it slid all the way over and crashed the side. And then I thought, well, maybe it's playing possum. And I leaned it over, and it slid the other way. And I went, oh, my God, the tarantula's dead.
Uh-oh,
and
then
I thought, okay.
There
and
you
I
go.
Just chucked it in the bushes and moved on.
Oh, my God.
Because life is for the living. That tarantula would want me to get on with my life.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way he would have wanted it.
I'm sure.
All right. So
did you pet its thorax?
No, because I was scared it would spring back to life.
Right.
Because when I met it, I thought it was dead.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I brought it back to life.
It's an interesting strategy on the part of the tarantula. Maybe it got let free.
I had some thoughts about that, and I thought that I slid it back and forth in the bucket a few times, like it was a ship on the high seas,
you know,
just boom, and nah. And it wasn't curled up.
Right.
It was spread out. Yeah.
Tough.
All right.
Well, now we don't have to talk about this anymore. It's good. We actually have to take calls now.
Hmm?
We actually take calls.
Who are they?
Okay. Well, Ginger Lynn isn't here either, so you don't have to be
That's right. Preoccupied.
That. Yeah.
Jessica?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
I don't know how to tell my boyfriend I'm bi or my grandma.
You have sex with girls?
Once.
How old was the other partner?
14.
14. And when did this happen?
Huh?
When did this happen?
No, you don't know when you've had sex with girls,
Drew,
when you're 14.
Did it happen a month ago, a year ago, two years ago?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
While you were in this relationship with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And how old's your boyfriend?
15.
Mm-hmm. And why is it you need to tell your grandmother about this?
Because, I don't know, because it's like I'm keeping something like really big from her. I don't know how to tell her.
Let's ask a question differently.
That you're angry at
her? How pissed off at your grandmother are you?
Huh?
How pissed off at your grandmother are you?
I don't know, really.
Well, tell us a
medium.
It's easier to, go to my mom, though.
Where's your mom?
In the city.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course.
And you live in the country?
No, I live in Guthrie.
You're in Guthrie?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Near Bob's hunting shack?
You're out there by the Big Five off the interstate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so you're out in Guthrie?
Yep.
How do you pronounce that?
Guthrie.
Okay. And
I
your mom.
A lot.
So, your mom's over in the, she in the woods
the
or
city,
is in the city?
City.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you live with your mom?
Me and my sister don't get along, and I grew up with my grandma, pretty much.
So, who are you more angry at, your grandma or your mom?
Actually, I'm not really sure.
Angry at both of them.
Why are you angry at your grandmother? She just came in and did the best she could.
Because she never lets me go anywhere, Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
S like that, huh? Kenny, you on your toes there?
Huh?
All right. We just want to know whether to drop you because you dropped the S-bomb on the air. Okay, so Jessica, you're angry.
Yeah.
You're bisexual. You live in Guthrie.
You're whatever sexual. We don't even know.
Okay.
It's way too early to
break up with your boyfriend. You're not into him.
Yeah, break up with the boyfriend. Try not to have any relationships for a little while. And work on that anger towards your mother and your grandmother, because that's really where a lot of this is coming from.
I know this is going to sound like a brash prediction, but Jessica is 14 years old.
Junior college.
No. I predict she's going to be pregnant by 13.
Oh, my God.
I know it sounds crazy mathematically, but she is that far.
Well, let's test the water. Jessica, have you ever been pregnant?
No.
Okay.
Are you having sex with your boyfriend?
I had sex in April.
Mm-hmm. And what'd you use for protection? A sock puppet?
He used a
condom. All right. Do you, you had sex with him in April, and that's the last time?
Only time.
Why, you didn't like it?
No. I just moved.
You moved. You had a bowel movement?
No, I moved away.
Oh, you went up to Guthrie and he's out in the city? Okay. All right, Jessica. Do not get pregnant.
Don't tell your parents what you are or you are not. Your only reason in doing so is to try to piss them off.
Yeah.
End the
not
relationship.
That they don't deserve it. Yeah. I'm sure they're horrible people.
End the relationship with your boyfriend because it's not anything you're committed to and you're cheating on him. And try to get focused on school and simpler matters right now.
And I don't say this that often because I'm not a big fan, but find Jesus Christ. There's a hand. You know what Jesus Christ is to me? That's what methadone is to you.
Yeah.
It's a last case scenario.
Okay. But it works
it's worst case. It's like, it's last ditch effort at salvation.
It creates a chronic state other than death.
Yeah. We call it harm avoidance.
Yeah.
And when I say harm, I'm talking about me, really.
Yeah.
In society.
Yeah.
Thank you. Angela?
Hi.
You're 22?
I have a question for, I guess both of you. I watch your show every night while I'm driving to work.
You watch our show? Hang on one second. You watch our show?
I know what she means.
Sorry, listen to it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Right. I'm just curious.
Hello?
We're here.
Sorry. I'm actually in my car right now. I'm driving to a call. I'm an escort, and I've been an escort for I guess 3 years or so. And for the past 2 years, I've been having sex with my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are you supposed to be doing?
I'm an escort. It's not legal for us to do that. We're supposed to just do, dances and massages.
I know, but
spend time with them and stuff.
I know, or Oriental massage parlors are legal, except for they finish you with a hand job, which is illegal, but they would be out of business if they just gave you a massage. I think everyone knows what you do as an escort.
Yeah, right? I'm an escort. I don't work at a parlor or anything. I go to calls. I mean,
right. You misunderstood my example, but I'm saying it's not surprising that you have sex with your clients.
Right. That's part sort of comes with the territory.
Yes, it comes on the territory.
And what's your question?
The other girls I work with say that they don't. But my question is
that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, basically, I don't unless they pay me extra. And the thing is, am I I feel like I am kind of deteriorating as a person sometimes. I feel kind of messed up, you know?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
All
right. I feel like I'm not supposed to be doing it, you know?
Well, do you have regular clients?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of them.
How much money do you make a week?
I don't really know. I don't really count it. I just know I pay all my bills.
All right. Don't sweat the details.
I make about $500 or $600 a night.
Okay. Oh, wow. And do you just see one guy a night?
No, I see about 3 to 5.
Wow.
3 to 5. Jesus Christ, that's a bargain. I mean,
we charge $200 an hour and I get half of it. So really, it's kind of not a bargain.
Huh? Yeah, but if you're having sex with a guy, he pays you extra under the table, right?
Yeah, so I guess I'm actually getting more. I don't know.
Now, what do you charge for the sex?
I charge usually $50 to $100 extra.
Depending on what nationality the guy is?
Depending upon how nasty they are.
Right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. All right. At 50, it seems like you do a little better than 50.
My real question is why do I do this? Is there something wrong with me that makes me want to do this?
Yes.
Okay.
You're responding to some real internal, deep-seated internal issues. What happened?
Do I sound like I'm sick or something?
What happened? No. What happened when you were about 10, 10 or 11?
Oh God. When I was 8, this whole incident happened with my dad, and like he beat the living crap out of me, and
So there was that.
And the physical abuse. There was his brother did something to me when I was young, and
sexual abuse.
I'm going with yes.
Yeah, I'd say.
Did some things. Yeah. Always sexual abuse.
Your uncle sexually abused you when you were a child.
Basically, yeah.
No, all right. It's not basically. It's for sure.
Well, he did, right?
Yeah, he did. He had sex with me from the time I was like about, I don't know, for like a few years. Started when I was like about 5 or 6.
Okay. So yeah. That's hideous, horrible abuse. And then your dad on top of that beat you up?
Yeah, but it was just like 1 or 2 times that my dad did that. I know it doesn't sound
by the
right.
way, what, let well, me one just... or two, it's that's enough.
And
all, yeah.
What's your uncle doing now? Is he a publicist?
No, I don't know. No. I think he's in prison. He was a
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah. Hopefully he's being brutally raped in prison.
Well, again,
my dad, he doesn't do anything bad anymore. He's like this reformed thingy. He's like an Orthodox Jewish guy now, and he's like trying
you.
To be a rabbi or something. I don't know.
Hold on.
Rabbi.
What, he converted?
Yeah.
Because this is not the work of a Jew.
He was a Jew, but now he's like a really good Jew.
Angela, there's no accident we got right into this material. This is the material that causes the behaviors that you're getting into right now. And if you want to do something, if you, not, oh, okay. It's like.
Well, she's agreeing. Don't be a wise ass.
Well, no, she, okay.
Okay.
Sexual abuse. I'm listening.
Okay. That's what I got. The horrible abuse is what leads you in the path to whoever's house you're going over to hump right now.
It's a way of responding to the wiring that gets left behind by these experiences. And if you there are treatments available, and if you want to avail yourself of them, you should. But it's an addiction or a compulsion, and you might consult with the National Council on Sexual Addiction and Compulsivity, the NCSAC. They've got a website, ncsac.org. And look for a therapist in your area that's got experience and expertise in this area.
That's a delightful brother who's having
Well,
every, sex.
Everybody has an uncle that does that, don't they? It's somebody's brother, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, just think about, I know, Drew, you never play up this angle, but for me, the ultimate slap in the face to the brother, which is... I'm going to have sex with your 5-year-old daughter for a few years. Are we cool with that? Yeah, it's blood.
We're brother.
Treating her nice.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, I got her some soft swirl.
She was into it.
So we're even.
No, she was into it.
She wanted it. It took about 1.5 years to break her in, but after that, you know, she gave me those bedroom eyes. It's the way she wears those underoos all hiked up. I mean, really, can't we just put a bullet in the head of guys like this?
Yeah.
I mean, listen. I understand people that torch their businesses for insurance fraud. I even understand the guys who poison their wives and try to collect the insurance. I understand all the ones where they're like, hey, there's some money. You know, robbing banks, all that. Like, I want money. I need money. I'm going to do something illegal to get money. But the part where it's just nothing in it, I just got to bust a nut with the 5-year-old. We can't agree that that's fundamentally flawed.
Well, he was sexually abused, too, as a 5 or 8 year old. I mean, that's where that works.
All right,
you
but
know
listen,
that.
Listen. When a dog is raised by guys by breeders who breed them to fight, and then they hop the fence and maul the 6-year-old neighbor,
we get rid of them.
Still put a bullet in their head.
It's true.
We feel bad.
Why did Angela have to call us if she listens to the show? Why did she need us to spell this out for her? It's all right there.
I find that people don't glean as much information off the show as we'd like to think, Drew.
That breaks my heart,
Sarah.
Hi.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's
okay.
Up?
About 2 weeks ago, I went down to Planned Parenthood to get an exam, everything like that. And then a couple of days later, they called me to tell me that I had chlamydia. And I basically, except for one other person, been sleeping with the same person for 2.5 years. And
except for one other person. What happened with that?
Well, the last year, we've been off and on a lot. So it's back in December, I slept with one other guy who I didn't use protection then, and I mean it could be from him. I don't know, but
There it is.
See,
why wouldn't it be from him?
Yeah,
because my boyfriend slept with someone last August. And he didn't use it. He didn't know her. I grew up with this guy. I've, like, known him forever. And it was,
he can't have chlamydia. How dare
he? I know. You're right. But, I mean, but my biggest question is that my boyfriend now is telling me that he's gotten checked out and he doesn't have anything. So, first of all, if that's possible for us to have, I mean, we've been, for the last, since then, since that guy that I said, we've been pretty much back together for good. And well, I haven't been with anybody else. And we've
here's
had.
The deal. Maybe the test is wrong, but you should be treated anyway just in case.
Well, I have been.
Okay, he should be treated too, because his test could be wrong also.
Okay, yeah, because back a couple months ago, he was having like those symptoms. He had symptoms of, you know, the discharge, the painful urination, everything, and his doctor still said he didn't have it.
Well, he
definitely for a bladder infection. And
definitely, you should both be treated. It's a serious issue for you more so than for him.
Mm-hmm.
But just to protect you, you should be treated. The treatment is very simple. It's a single dose of an antibiotic, and power your
diet. I mean, I did it. I broke up with him right before I found that out.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah. So I'm fine now. I drink the drink.
Right. What about the poor guy who you've known your whole life, has probably been pining for you this whole time, and finally got a crack at you, who you had sex with and then dumped again to go back with the boyfriend? Is he heartbroken?
No, I don't think he was, no.
Really?
I think, yeah. I mean, he knew the situation. It was just like, we were stupid, this one thing that happened.
But he's liked you the whole time.
I mean, I think he
was the bullpen just to get back at the boyfriend.
She's known him the whole time, though.
He hasn't showed me any, you know, he has not, like, called.
He's just that guy in school you know you can call on from the bullpen.
Yeah. You had him lined up before you broke up with the boyfriend?
No, I wouldn't say I had him lined up. It just didn't happen.
He's the go-to guy.
You always knew he was around, though, right? Ready to go?
Yeah, I guess so.
Anybody who's known him since whatever age could call upon him.
Well, that's true, but why wouldn't he have liked her for those years, Drew? How come you're not getting that?
I get he's just the guy that the guy that she could just
go to. He never had a crush on you.
Yeah, you're right. He knew what was going on.
All right.
That's my question. So, because he's said he's been checked up twice. Like, he's gone back and the doctor had him checked again, and the doctor...
Be that as it may, whatever. You got treated. You need to get treated. Boyfriend should be treated as well. I don't know why his test was negative. Sometimes the infection can be localized in the tubes with you, and though, you know, he still should have had something, but then he did a while ago, so it's very confusing. Both should be treated just to protect yourself.
I'd like to get that call one day from the bullpen. I start warming up by humping a sofa pillow,
and
then
I
jump into the car that's shaped... It's got the.
Oscar
it's a golf
Wiener.
Cart. It's just gonna make the Bob Hope golf cart. I hop into that. I come flying out. They open the fence. I come flying out into that thing.
Doing a jump.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? You know, women all have that go-to guy they can just go to.
Yeah, that's called North America.
No. Yeah. But they only go to the certain. Like your friend Chris is one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's the go-to guy.
Yeah.
What?
And it's weird. Well, let me tell you something about women, and here's why they're extra stupid. Women don't base a whole lot on logic or sense. They base it on sort of heat, meaning why does a handbag become
mimetic.
Popular?
It's called mimesis. They mimic. If everyone else is doing it, I got to do it.
Yeah, there's a handbag around for a long time. No one knows. Yeah. No one cares. Then one woman picks it up. Another woman picks it up. The next thing you know, there's some heat
momentum build up
about a Prada bag.
Yeah.
Now everyone's got to get hold of this, and that's what that is. And that I think, and women do that more than guys, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, guys don't have that momentum. Now, what guys will do is, sure, all guys want a Ferrari. That's because a Ferrari's extra nice.
A great car, yeah.
Women, whether it's shoes or handbags or hotels or whatever it is, oftentimes there's not much difference from one to the next. But one picks up one, they all go for it. It's like, I know it's cliche, but it's like when they have those sales the day after Thanksgiving or Christmas or something, the women all part, and they all grab onto something, and next thing you know, a tug of war begins. This happens with a man's penis, too.
But there are certain guys, though, that get the heat right away.
They get the heat.
And that's boom, and then it takes off.
Right. And then
the guys that do not get the heat.
But then it becomes like a perpetual motion machine.
Yeah, yeah.
Once they get pushed in that direction, they just keep rolling
the
guys, and humping
then
and rolling and humping.
But then the male can kind of wear it. Then he can go to another city, and he's still wearing that stink.
He gets to bring the Prada bag with
what
him.
What is that?
I don't know, but women aren't into what's best or what's newest or what's nicest. They're into what the other chick wants. And that's how they'll decide what they want.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a competition. Actually, you could argue that women are more competitive than men that way.
With each other. men are just competing with the world,
right,
you know,
right.
With this, you know, existence, with the
right.
If we had to compete against scarecrows,
we compete with like gravity.
Yeah, right.
Whereas women compete with
one another. That's it. Just one another.
That's it. And that's why they don't get anywhere. By the way, all they do is fight. It's a lot like the blacks. All right, let's. Well, it's true. They go at it. They got to get along. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Where are we here, Drew?
Six.
Listen, if I find, let me tell you this, as a guy, if there's a hot chick, a super smoking hot chick that no other guys are into.
It's good times.
Oh, my God.
It's perfect.
It's the best day of your life.
Yeah.
We'll decide who's hot.
You don't want other guys.
I don't need nine of my jack-off buddies trying to get at her to decide if she's hot or not. I know if she's hot, and if she's hot and no one else, and she doesn't have a crowd around her.
So much the better.
Oh, it's beautiful. Right.
You're right. Guys are basically lazy.
All right. Where are we here, Drew?
Six.
All right. Ashley.
Hi.
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I've been with this guy for about 14 months, actually, and like 2 weeks after we got together, we had sex, and I was his first, and he was not my first. And 3 months went by, and I thought I was pregnant, so I moved in with his family, and we've had a lot of problems with that. So I'm living with my mom, and he's living with his family now. But the thing is like, we're, like, not attractive sexually as much as we were when I first moved in.
You're not as attracted to him.
Oh, both of us.
Let's just speak about what's happening to you.
Why? How do you know he's not attracted to you?
He's 17.
He's kind of like, he wants to marry me. I mean, we're all engaged and everything. But the thing is I was his first, and he wants to feel like what another person feels like.
Same deal.
He wants to experiment with that, and I've been, like, trying to understand how, like, I'm in a different position than he is, so I'm trying to understand his position.
No, his position is this thing is over with, Ashley. That's the position.
Not
he doesn't know how to end it, and neither do you, and you shouldn't be getting married at 17, 18. That's crazy.
Well, I feel like I've already done all I want to do, and I want to please him.
Yeah, but listen, this is going to be, if you guys get married, you'll take this energy to your grave, which is I've done my plane, I've sowed my wild oats, I've experienced all I want to experience. You, who have not experienced anyone but me, should be happy with me. That's going to ruin him.
This is way more than it appears, I bet you.
How many guys have you been with?
Eight.
Drew, answer me. What the hell
Today's
happened?
Wednesday.
Ashley?
Yeah.
How many guys have you been with?
Eight
guys.
Uh-huh.
And he's been with one girl, and that's you.
Yeah.
Do you count him amongst the eight, or does he make nine?
Yeah, he's part of the eight.
He's part of the eight? All right.
But Ashley...
He's number three. That's the problem.
What? You left your family because you thought you were pregnant? What's going on with your family?
They're just, like, really abusive. My stepmom...
Yeah. Dad was number five.
And what happened to your real mom?
Three.
She had to give me up. For adoption when I was nine. My stepfather was beating me.
Fantastic.
And so
what was she like?
Custody.
What was she like during those 9 years?
I don't really remember.
Don't remember 9 years of your life.
Okay, Ashley.
Yeah, this is a really serious situation, Ashley.
You've been abused. You can't marry anyone for 10 years.
Yeah. You got to do it.
And don't get pregnant, for Christ's sake. Can you not get pregnant? Can
I
you
really
please?
Didn't get pregnant once.
I know,
I don't have a kid, but...
Yeah.
I know, but please, if you do, leave it in a dumpster or something, let a family of raccoons raise it. Just don't.
Did she say she has a kid?
No, she lost. What'd you do with your first kid?
I got raped, and I lost.
She had what?
I got raped when I was 14, and I miscarried it.
Okay.
All right.
That's not having a child.
All right, but you got
I have another question. Like, now that we're still together, even if we don't, like... last, is there anything I can do like right now to make our sex life more?
Yes, you can get on the patch, the pill, Norplant, tie tubes, and him wear 5 condoms. That'll make it more exciting.
I'm on the pill, but like
good.
We've tried anal good. And we've tried oral.
There we go.
And
usually, that's usually just as good as any counseling I've ever.
Oh my god.
No, listen, Ashley. Forget it. You can break it up. You guys are tired.
You're not going to find...
You're not going to get married. It's not going to work out.
An arousing experience that somehow makes sex gratifying. There's too much going on with you, with your interpersonal.
How about a little therapy for all you've been through?
Well, therapist pissed me off. I can't go to them no more.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to cut my losses here. Yeah. Go lesbian. Go born again lesbian.
Ooh, okay. Nice combo.
Yeah. All right. Nice listen, Ashley.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I know everything, right?
Oh, of course.
I'm a genius. Drew, am I ever wrong?
Never.
Never wrong. Look, you've been through hell. You got to get some therapy. Here's what kind of music do you listen to?
Metal.
Okay, nice. Perfect. This is perfect. Start listening to classical. It makes you smarter.
And why did you
listen to classical and start walking?
But what you will have trouble doing, Ashley, is being quiet and alone. Your sort of engine's running overtime because of the post-traumatic stress reaction. Why don't you get involved with a group with other women, maybe trauma survivors, rape survivors, that sort of thing. Group process, that's where you go. Forget about boys for a while.
Let me tell you something. When I'm in charge, as you know.
Governor.
I'm running for governor of California.
Please collect. We need 60 signatures on his behalf. You'll pay the $3,500, won't you?
Yeah.
All right, 60 signatures, Corolla for governor. It's game on.
Let me explain what a vote for Corolla is.
But it's a message.
If
I voted for you, it would be a message.
I'll tell you, I'm going to make you Surgeon General of California, Drew. If there is such a thing, if there's local Surgeon Generals, I will make you that one.
I'm a lieutenant. We're going to cut taxes.
That's right.
Cut the size of government, except for health services.
That's right.
And important safety issues.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to raise issues, not eyebrows.
But you'll send a message.
A vote for Corolla is what, Drew? What is it?
A message to the fat cats
in Washington, Sacramento.
In Washington,
and
Sacramento.
Parts of Sacramento.
And parts of Las Vegas.
And in Washington. It is a message. It is a slap in the face. And let me tell you this. I'm going to send a wake-up call to these fat cats, too.
When you're elected.
When I'm elected. That's right. All right. I'm fired up now, Drew. And when I'm in charge, a part of my plan will be collecting all the Ashleys of the world. I will cement in their vagina. For 8 years, I want no children from these metalheads. Do you understand? You know what I'm going to do?
What would that policy be called?
Here's what I'm going to do. Each town, I'm going to go. I don't know what I'm listening to, but
that was
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do stings. I'm going to do sting operations. I'm going to roll into all the cities, and I'm going to say, tonight only, Crocus and Slayer, free concert. And then anyone who shows up, I round them up.
Just pour the cement right in. No, we'll talk about it at the break.
I haul them right out of state. I drop them off.
Oh.
Like an old-time sheriff.
Yeah,
right on the Nevada border.
Oh, Nevada.
Possibly Oregon.
And Mexico.
Better yet, okay. Mexico. All right. We're going to take a quick break. More campaign policies after this.
Music cues, I sues on views, I pews on cues, I cues on.
Yeah, go. Hit it, bro.
My kisser, Zigger, I zee. A kisser, it's always like it's a kisser. It's always like the sound. Was zoom, zoom, zee.
Yeah. That's going to be my campaign song.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I may do, you know what I might, you know what my big joke is going to be?
Huh.
When I run for governor, I'm going to do No. When, remember you go to your school elections, like in junior high, and there'd be some guy be running for assistant treasurer, and he'd always get up there and go, even though I'm running unopposed, I still need your vote. Even though there's going to be 35 guys running against me, I'm going to start each speech with, even though I'm running unopposed, I still need your vote. That's a slap in the face to my other.
Yeah.
And then people will go.
And then you go, music, cues, I sues.
No, you'll be doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And then people will be going, how about a debate? Are you going to debate? And I'll be going, what do you mean? I'm running out of pose. I'll just stick to it like a madman. And it'll insult all the other people that are running.
I like the strategy.
And enough stupid people think I actually am. And they'll just have to vote for me.
Well, they'll have to, yeah.
Right. Plus, do they put you on the ballot alphabetically?
Ooh, I don't know.
Corolla could be, people are just dumb enough that if there's 25 people on there,
pick the top.
They just go ahead and they take the top one.
Yeah.
It's like when you're calling a router service, just take AAA, router service. You're not going to flip 30 pages.
Definitely be before Davis.
Yeah. You sure?
But not, and before
hold on,
shift.
Hold on, hold on.
And before
would you shut up?
A, B, C, D.
A, B, C, D. Yeah, I'm before Davis.
So Huffington, Davis, Schiff, all after you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Kelsey?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah. Remember I called like sometime last week. My grandma had the one leg amputated.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I just wanted to tell you guys thank you because it turned out I wasn't pregnant, but the next day I got into counseling and all that stuff for my grandma and everything she did to me.
Fabulous.
And all that stuff. And Adam, I think you need to run for governor of Oklahoma too.
All right.
Is there
we got some Christian guy wanting to outlaw everything.
Well, I'll tell you, what's the capital of Oklahoma?
Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma. A vote for Adam.
It's a hard one.
Seemed too obvious. A vote for Corolla?
Yeah.
Sends a message to the fat cats in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And in parts of Sacramento and Washington.
See, in California, they're tossing out the governor. So that's why
there's
an opportunity for Corolla to rise from the ashes here.
Thank you. All right, so you're doing good now.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask, how's your tarantula?
Oh,
bad topic, Kelsey.
That's I'm going to have to talk to my publicist to put a good spin on that one. Like there was a fire in the house, and I tried to save the tarantula. Tarantula died of basically neglect.
And peanut butter.
I tried to feed it peanut butter last night. It may have killed
it. Yeah, I listened to that.
Yeah. Evidently, they're not chunky fans.
Oh, you gave them not even just the smooth, but the chunky?
I gave them the chunky. Yeah, what do you think? I got both? I'm a chunky man.
What about the weird stuff your mom used to make you eat?
Crow
peanuts.
Oh, humble pie. Oh yeah. All right. Down, Drew.
Thank you guys.
You're doing good, right, Kelsey?
Yeah, I'm doing like so good. And another thing about my grandma, you know, with the one leg, she's like got this crazy idea. She's going to become a skydiver.
Mm.
She talked to some famous guy that had both legs amputated, and he's a skydiver, and so he's like going to buy her a new leg.
People, by the way, what do you got to lose? You know, people go, oh, that's heroic. He's skydiving with no legs. Oh, what do you got to lose?
Yeah, he got his legs amputated in a skydiving accident.
Oh, my God.
No, he did.
Yeah.
All right.
Horrible.
Yeah, but that's my point. That's what could go wrong. Now it's all gone. Now what else could happen?
I think what you would land on if you didn't have any legs.
Sack.
Yes.
I got a beanbag.
Oh, yes.
I can't get off the ground. My sack's so big, Drew.
That's what I'm talking about.
I cannot actually be taken up
on a plane. You
want
to jump out of a plane and land on your sack? Okay.
It would save me if the chute didn't open. All right.
Boing.
Monica?
That's me.
You're 21?
I am.
Yeah. What's up?
Well, my girlfriend and I were going for a drive tonight, and we were talking about oral sex and, you know, manual stimulation and different types of sex, and found out that both of us do not like to have our clit played with to any extent, to the extent that, like, it hurts.
Not even oral
sex. We kind of want to kick the guy in the nuts when he does it to us.
Does that include oral sex?
What was that?
Does that include oral sex?
Yeah. I mean, like, I've never had an orgasm, and the whole clit thing, really not working for me.
How about during intercourse?
Intercourse is getting better. Like, I'm finally with somebody who I love and care about. So I guess maybe that aspect of it makes the whole intercourse thing better. But before
let's
him,
just, let's just stop
I
and consider.
Hang on a second. Right. Be bored.
Just realize that this does not exist with a Y chromosome.
Right.
There's not a male
That's
version of
Monica.
That's
the dude chromosome?
Yeah. There's not a male version of Monica on the planet.
Guy doesn't like his clit being played with?
Doesn't like his... Yeah, can't the orgasm. Well, whatever. It's getting better. We're working on the sex. It's just no.
Yeah. That Why, Monica, you sound sort of angry about the whole thing.
You know, I am. I mean, I've been trying for a while, and it's just kind of defeating.
Yeah, well, you're 21.
I know, but
and you've never had an orgasm on your own.
No, I mean, I go to counseling, and she's like, "Well, you know, you should really try playing with yourself. Buy some lube." And it's like my grandma, so I listen to her, and nope, nothing. I just get so bored, I flip on the TV.
What are you in counseling for?
My family split up while I was in high school, and it's like unresolved issues.
Huh? Really? That's it? No abuse or anything?
That she asks all the time. She's like, "Are you sure you weren't molested?" I'm like, "Yep, pretty darn sure."
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've asked around. Hey, did anybody molest me? And pretty much everyone said no.
No hands.
I know
went
that's
up.
Kind of not like they're going to admit it or anything. But
let's ask a couple. Were you physically abused?
No, verbally maybe, mentally, yeah, from my dad, but...
And do you have feeling when you have sex? I mean, you can feel the intercourse?
No. See, I've asked my gynecologist and my clinician at Planned Parenthood. I'm like, I have no sensitivity. Like, my nipples, I could pierce them, and it wouldn't even hurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of thing, it's suspicious for what we call somatic dissociation. If when you're, like, very young, you are traumatic experiences that include physical pain, oftentimes cause people to disconnect and dissociate from their body. And it makes the ability to sort of been able to locate your body in space somewhat abnormal, so you can't...
Right. I mean, I thought maybe it was just, like, I'm not ticklish, people can touch me, I don't really squirm or anything. So then when it comes to the sexual side, I just kind of lay there. And I feel bad for these poor boyfriends because I've had, three sexual partners and they've all been in monogamous long-term relationships.
Anyway, I thought maybe
it was the Christian factor.
Listen,
but
are you hot? Are you a good-looking chick?
I would say I'm probably an 8.5 or a 9.
Yeah. You sound hot. Not
I mean,
hot.
Like...
Not sexy hot. You just sound like a pain in the ass. And
oh, that's rough.
Well, it's true. No one's told you to shut up enough in life, right? Except for your dad. What happened?
He did it too much.
Oh. Okay, listen, Monica.
Yes.
All right, you got anger, baby. I can hear it. Yes, yes, you're angry. You don't know it, but you are.
I don't feel angry.
You are angry. I can hear it.
Maybe it's more frustrated than angry.
It's not frustrated.
I'm sexually frustrated.
No, it's not hostility.
No, it's not hostility.
But it is, and there is some frustration. But
it's an anger,
anger toward men, and I imagine that stems from your dad. And you're probably kind of tough on the fellas. And just hearing the way she talks about the guys, her boyfriends,
my girlfriend's sitting here with me right now. She's like, "Yeah, you're tough on him."
Yeah, so. And you're a little bit, probably a little bit condescending to him and stuff, too. And it really does hurt him
That's true, too.
All right, baby doll. Good.
And again, this whole dissociative quality that makes me worry that something did happen to you long, long ago that sort of disconnected you from your body experiences. And it's good that you're in therapy. You keep working out with your boyfriend. I mean, things are on track for her. You know, what's she going to do?
All right. She's working at it. Yeah. But take it easy on the guys you're with. Realize they're not and they're not the cause of your problems.
They're not causing this, right? They're trying to make it better.
Oh, man, are they trying.
Yeah.
And if you could fake one every once in a while, you certainly could, blow a little wind in their sail. What's wrong with that?
Think how mad she'll get then.
Well,
resentful.
She will get
mad. Oh, my God.
Drew, is it hot in here?
Yes. I think the air goes off when the mics are on. I really do.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because every time we sit down, it feels nice. 10 minutes in, it's sweltering.
Yeah. Can we do something about that?
I keep asking.
But here's the thing. How big a problem technically is it to hear some air conditioning when most of the calls cut off for 30 seconds at a time in the middle of the call? Doesn't it pale in comparison to us not hearing half the goddamn call?
Yes, yes.
What's going on with that? Anyone know?
You know what?
What?
I think they're hearing an echo and they're trying to fix it.
They're trying to fix it. Yeah. You mean back? We move studios.
Yeah.
We're in a new studio that... here's the deal.
Professional studio. I forgot what radio studio was like.
Our old studio, Westwood 1, which I pray is on fire right now. On fire. On fire. You know what I really hope? Here's what I hope for that place. You know how... When you watch these action movies, the villain at the end, it's not enough that the villain can't die of a heart attack or get shot.
No,
he has to be falling off of a cliff, firing an AK-47, and then explode halfway.
That's right.
Here's what I'm saying.
He has to fall out of the airplane and then go through the jet engine.
He gets sucked into it. That's right.
Yeah.
Westwood 1 just burning is not enough for me.
No.
That's really, it's the equivalent to the supervillain getting shot and falling over slowly, clutching his abdomen.
Yeah.
I need a piece of meteor to hit that building. Do you understand? I don't want to see rubble. I want to see a crater.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go in there. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to go over to that Westwood 1. I'd like to look down and just see a smoking crater, and then I'd just drop my pants and take a steaming load right into it.
Oh, my God.
And that the crater would only be filled by my fecal matter.
And totally.
Over the course of 6 years, depending on how much Mexican I eat, between 6 and 9 years, we would fill that crater. That's right. And then I would take a plaque that said... rest in hell. Mm. And I would just stick it right in the middle of my fecal-filled crater.
You're steaming.
That's right. Yeah. That's what I hope. All right, Drew. We got to take a break. So before we're in a studio that had no air condition. Now we have air condition. We just can't turn it on.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to work this out, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, there, Drews.
Here we go.
Can we get back to the phones.
Yes, sir.
Speak to Curtis,
Mr. Governor, sir.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
What's going on?
How you doing there, Curtis?
I'm doing good.
Long time no see, huh?
Yeah, it's been a while. What's up, buddy?
Oh, I just wanted to say how much I support your campaign for governor.
Mm-hmm.
Get those 60.
First time voting in California.
Just get those 60 signatures for him, and he'll pay up and he's on the ballot.
Get on the ballot. That's right. And let me tell you this, Curtis. Vote for me is a vote for. Well, it sends a message.
Well, it's a vote for you.
It's a vote for me. It's. It sends a message to the fat cats in Washington. You understand?
Fat cats.
Yeah, that's what I like. That's what I like in a constituency. Someone who just repeats the last two words I say.
You need to be like Farrakhan, guys behind you repeating stuff.
That's what I want. Yeah, bunch of guys wearing koofies. Yeah. Every time I make a speech. All right, Curtis. I'll see you at the poll.
Yeah.
At the poll.
Booth.
The booth. Yeah. I'll see you at the booth.
Adam.
Yeah.
Can I be one of your advisors when you are the governor?
Yes, I'll make you my commissioner of hemp.
I will repeat the last two words of everything you say.
All right, let's see how this works. All right?
Okay.
Curtis, I need you to hit the streets and spread the word.
Spread the word.
I need you to let everyone know that there's a new sheriff in town, and he's running for governor.
Now, you need to stop more frequently so you can repeat.
Yeah. No, he's got to repeat the last. Would you shut up?
Stop more frequently so you can repeat.
I'm stopping to tell you to shut up. Right. Go ahead, Curtis.
There's a new governor in town.
Yeah, okay. The phone cut out, so I think that was close. I'll put a chicken in every pot, two cars in every garage, and a hash pipe in every mouth.
Hash pipe in every mouth.
There you go.
Speedier, Curtis.
Yeah, but really. But
no beat.
You just come right in, all right?
All right.
All right. A vote for Corolla is a vote for Corolla.
A vote for Corolla.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, this is going to work. You can be my minister of echo.
I can do that every day.
No, you're supposed to say echo.
Echo.
Ironically. All right, buddy. That's good. Look for me on the bound. That's right. I'm going to clean up this city. I'm going to put everyone to work. You know, let me tell you the first thing I'm looking into, disability. Take those slackers, get them right off that, start cutting that disability check.
Take care of that workers' comp.
That's right. Workman's comp, disability, and anyone who's filed. Immediately, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like McCarthy was in the 50s. Mm. I'm going on a witch hunt.
Van Coulter says was a great, great American.
It's true. I'm gonna start looking. I'm gonna go. Give me a list of everyone who's on disability.
Yeah.
Everyone who's claimed a wrongful termination lawsuit. Anyone who's filed more than two lawsuits in the last 5 years. I'm gonna get a big long master list, and then I'm gonna start looking into these people. And believe me, I'm gonna dig some dirt up about 90% of them. Thank you. All right. These leeches. Lorelai?
Hey.
You're 18?
Yeah.
I'm going to make that name illegal.
Okay.
It's either going to be Lori or Lindsay, but there will be no Loreleis.
Okay.
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 But you'll be able to keep your name through what I call a grandfather rule.
Well, she can have it because she's moved to Texas.
Oh.
Huh? Okay. What? Huh?
Well, when you're president, you can get rid of it.
But yeah. Then. What's the capital of Texas?
Austin.
Texas City?
Austin.
Austin?
Austin.
Austin.
Yes.
Houston.
Houston.
No, Austin.
Austin's the capital of Texas?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, let's say a vote for me sends a message to those fat cats in Austin.
What's your question, Lorelai?
Okay, well, my question is, I'm a virgin, and whenever I masturbate,
it's going to be illegal, too. Go ahead.
After 18. The only way I can reach orgasm is if I lie on my stomach, and I was wondering if that'll, affect me whenever I do have sex.
No, you'll be fine. Do you rub on something on your stomach?
Huh?
Do you rub against something while you're on your stomach? Or?
No, because, I have to pull the my dildo out.
Dildo?
Yeah.
Wow.
My sister
still got... a virgin, though.
Yes.
You a big gal?
No.
Hmm?
No.
No. No.
Mm-hmm. Are you religious?
I'm Roman Catholic.
Why are you a virgin and swinging a dildo?
I'm waiting for the right guy, and plus, like, STDs scare the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Especially when you go to a Catholic school and...
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, she's going to die of toxic shock because the dildo wasn't sterilized.
It was wedged up there yeah. so long.
4 feet of it broke off in her. Okay, so you lie in your stomach, use the dildo.
No, that's whenever I'm finished with it, and like I have to lie on my stomach to get an orgasm, or at least mm-hmm. I think I'm getting an orgasm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all right, you'll be fine.
And when you say dildo, do you mean vibrator?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Say vibrator.
Okay. Vibrator.
Yeah, it's a little more, couth. Yeah. Yeah, true. Couth. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. And let me say this. When I'm in charge, that Jinx owe me a Coke thing that's rarely paid up on, it will be enforced.
Law, yeah.
You will have to get that person a Coke if they, in fact, say Jinx. I'm going to need documentation of it. But, Jinx owe me a Coke, and no one ever gives you a Coke.
But I know you are, but what am I? How are we going to solve that one?
I'll tell you. Well, first off, you shouldn't even be talking until someone says your name.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. We got to go to break.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. We'll be back. Hey, everybody.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's Love Line. Oh, we just heard a blood-curdling surge in our ears. But we're all right now. Yes, Drew?
Yeah, I'm all right.
No, not really. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. Ready to rock here, Drew?
There we go.
Speak to Lacey. Lacey?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yeah. Actually, what's going on with me is basically I got involved with somebody about two and a half years ago, I guess. It would be 2.5 to 3 years ago. Anyway, she was 16 and I was 19 at the time. And I'm not sure exactly if I'm doing the right thing because I've only been with guys my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm confused.
But you're not having it anymore? You are?
Well, it's just, I mean, it's cool and everything, but it's just like the interest is.
Quiet.
I don't know. Shut up.
Are you having this relationship now or this is an old relationship?
No, this is current. And this is totally current.
Yes, you are having it now.
Okay, because you start off by saying, like, when I was 19, yeah. I met a girl I was 15.
So you've been dating with her for 2.5 years.
And it continued, right.
Yes.
Have you been dating other people during that period as well?
No, not really. Basically...
So you've been in you've been an exclusive... Okay. relationship with this woman for 2.5 years.
Right, exactly.
What is confusing?
Well, when the whole thing started, I lived with my mom, and I just, basically, I was in a really confusing time. My parents had just gotten in a divorce, and they had been married my whole life, and me and my mom ended up getting this apartment. Well, what happened was... I met her, like, she lived with her mom in this apartment complex, the same one upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was more, I don't want to say more like that, but it was like she, you know, kind of, like, I don't know, like, I don't know how to even say it. Like,
did she victimize you?
I mean, she's older.
No.
Yeah.
No way. She just.
So what are you saying?
She basically, she showed me that she was interested, and I'd never seen that before.
Okay.
You're calling from Sacramento?
Yes.
Okay, because let me tell you this. When you cast your vote for Corolla,
uh-huh.
it sends a message to the fat cats in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I realized that.
Okay. And now, listen. Okay, I'm glad you're aware of that.
I am so thoroughly confused. By
I have no idea
I
what
spun.
I am.
What
too.
Is your question?
Okay. What my question is that okay? So we got involved a long time ago, and then
that's your
what
question.
Happened now was right about 3 months after I met her, she had moved to San Jose. Well, we had continued the relationship through that, and we had, like, talked all the time, like, constantly, like, almost 6 hours a day. And then, like, she moved down here.
Well, you got to put it in the crater.
We got to save it for the crater. Because that's what we thought would be, you know, good or whatever. And this is our second apartment we have together. We lived together for now about a couple, you know, a year and a half or whatever. Maybe almost 2 years. And things have just, like, gone down the drain. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know maybe if it's me, maybe if it, you know, maybe I'm not that way, and that's why things are going, like, I'm depressed all the time.
It's number two.
It's kind of a small bag, but
I can hold it.
I'm just really depressed all the time over nothing.
Who's this?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Lacey.
Oh, Lacey. All right. Yeah. You're on Loveline. What's your question?
That was my question. Is the reason is that I just feel that I'm, like, really depressed all the time over our relationship, and I don't know exactly why. You know what I mean? I mean,
So you're wondering why? Well, maybe it's not the relationship. Maybe you're just depressed.
I'd say you're depressed.
Yeah. Why don't you get look into that?
What's going on in your life? You're 21.
I'm 21. I'm not going to school. I work at this really depressing job that I hate. Mm-hmm. And then I come home and the same events happen every single night. We come home and we watch TV, or we come home and we go to the movies. Everything we
Hold on, I'm getting depressed just thinking about this.
Oh, you're depressed. Are you exercising?
No.
What kind of music do you listen to?
Beethoven. I love a lot of, I love 80s.
Shostakovich, what?
You listen to classical music?
No.
I thought you liked everything.
Well, I mean, not classical or country.
All right. Well, forget about country. But listen to classical.
And walk.
It makes it's like you're in a movie.
Instead of sitting on and watching TV, go out and get some exercise.
Yeah, exercise.
But it does sound like you may need some treatment for depression, too. And once you are sort of out of your funk, you may be then in a position to make change. It's really hard when you get in that biological state of depression to initiate things. You're sort of paralyzed by it.
Let me say this. Let me tell you the best way to get out of depression, besides therapy, which none of our callers can afford or believe in.
Classical music.
Okay, classical music.
Walking.
But, you know, here's what gets you out of depression. Listen to me, everybody.
Living.
Shush. Doing things you don't want to do. That will pull you up from the ashes of depression.
But that's the hard part when you're depressed. It's hard even to get up and brush your teeth.
I know, but it's a way. I mean, your depression stems from some emotional difficulty. But you can almost break the depression down by sort of powering through it by forcing yourself to do activities you don't want to do. And I don't mean you don't like liver, so you force yourself to eat liver. What I mean is you feel like chain smoking and watching television, and instead you exercise or you read a book and turn the TV off.
But you know what people
need? Feel like eating junk, you eat health food.
You know what they
you
need?
You break
though?
Yourself.
In order to do that, they need to have a plan, a goal.
No.
They really do. You need to have something you're looking forward to.
Here's the plan. Be a little hard on yourself. Kick your own ass a little. And I don't mean beat yourself up emotionally. I mean do a bunch of push-ups.
Yeah.
I mean just start breaking yourself down a little bit.
Yeah.
Pretend like, you know, join. It's as if you join the army. Don't sleep until noon.
Or in fact,
get up.
Do join the army.
Or do join the army. Stop calling us. No, get up early and exercise. I know it sounds very rudimentary, but these people aren't going to read any books, and they're not going to the therapist.
It's actually more than rudimentary, and it actually stands up to scientific scrutiny, in fact. In some studies, exercise has withstood or done as well as antidepressant medicines. But
that's why you're going to be my Surgeon General.
Yeah, well, Lieutenant and Surgeon General.
Right.
And the problem, though, is—
And enforcer.
Again, realistically, this is that unrealistic thing people have in our culture, which is you need to choose to blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, sometimes your brain won't do that. You just can't.
Yeah.
And if you really can't, then you got to get some treatment. You've got to. Because then they'll pull you out of the biological slump, and you're in a position then to start doing things. Then you won't need the medicine anymore.
David?
Yeah, hello.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just wondering because I was with my girlfriend for about 3 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with my girlfriend, and we recently had sex for the first time, and she didn't bleed. Mm-hmm. And the quote-unquote cherry didn't pop. and she was jumping up and down like she's done it before, and she claimed she's a virgin, and we're very honest with each other, and she claimed she's a virgin. I told this to my other friends who were women, and they're like, bro, you know, the first time it happens, you know, you're lucky to even get all the way in there, let alone jump on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
It's
true, How old is she?
She's been whoring. Your women friends call you bro?
Yeah, it's a little weird like that. That's irrelevant. She claims to be, like, our relationship is very, very honest. And
then if it's honest, why can't you trust her?
Yeah.
I can see it's very honest.
Built on a foundation of honesty and trust.
Intense trust, yes.
Believe it or not, I did trust. I didn't even realize that. I didn't even come to my mind until I was discussing it. And,
Why are you talking to your girlfriends? And by the way, your girlfriends hate all girls, including your girlfriend.
Yeah, I understand this, but they obviously know more information about their organ than I do.
No, relax.
No.
Strangely enough, they don't, because each one is different. They all assume that it's all like them and everyone else is lying.
See, the only question I had for you guys today is that can she be that loose from, let's say, 1 or 2 years of just, you know, finger?
What do you mean that loose? What does that mean?
Like, not she wasn't loose, but not she didn't experience pain or wasn't as tight as everyone
else.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Doesn't mean anything.
Maybe you're a little more slender downstairs than you'd anticipated.
Or than she anticipated.
And downstairs?
Hold on. Let me talk to one of my bros. Hold on. I'm talking to bro. Hey, bro.
Yeah, bro.
This chick, David's girl.
Yeah.
Virgin. Didn't seem to experience much pain when he was in her. What do you think?
Dude.
Small penis?
Dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's obvious. But hold on. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, okay, look.
Talk to one of my bros.
Hello.
Yeah, said you were small.
I'm not embellishing. I'm actually very confident in that area. I know that's not the problem.
Okay.
I know that for a fact that's not the problem. But
you're a confident guy who's in a relationship that's built on a bedrock of trust.
So perfect. What are you worrying about?
No, I was simply asking if...
You don't see the irony in that, dude.
Yeah, I do see the irony in that, but...
All right, but listen, David, stop. Okay, here's the thing. You're well on your way to being a dick in life.
All right.
I'm just being honest with you. This is what dicky guys do. And let me explain what dicky guys do. They don't know they're dicks. That's what makes them bigger dicks.
Right.
You got a girlfriend. She's a virgin. She says she was a virgin. You guys are honest. Don't start picking on her. Everyone's different.
Talking about the biology.
Yeah. Everyone is different. Some people experience pain. Some people don't. She enjoyed herself her first time around.
Why don't you count your blessings?
Yeah.
All right, just one more question. Is it true that...
No.
How do you explain what that is?
I think it's one of those weird nationality things. David, what's your nationality?
I'm actually Jewish / Irish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You should like chicks more. There's no excuse now. I thought it was one of those cultural things where you're from one of those Middle Eastern countries, eh, to women. But you should be nicer.
All right, cool.
All right. All right, take care.
Good times. But I don't think everyone... I think I know what you mean by being a dick.
Yeah.
Describe that guy.
I don't mean to me. These,
no, I know what you mean.
No, there's two types of dicks. There's sort of overt dickitude. The guys who just walk around saying, you know, trying to get under people's skin and doing... And then there are guys who sort of think like a dick, which is they take a negative... They take a negative path their thinking.
And they keep going down.
And they're not going to let the facts or the advice of so-called experts or anybody else get in their way. So what they do is they take a situation, and they do this with women. And young men do this with women. Mm-hmm. I used to do this when I was 18 years old, maybe 18 to 31. They do a thing where they go, they have an experience. Like all
34.
Here's what's going on. They are with a virgin. And then all of a sudden, they're so pure... And all of a sudden, they're not virgins. And now I got to start picking on them.
They're building
a
case.
I'm building a case. So what's wrong? So they start thinking. And then once they start building a case, hey, whatever. If you're stupid, and most 17-year-old guys are pretty dumb, you'll make a case for anything. You'll see a face on the moon, and you'll swear it's there. You know what I mean? So you start going around, you start asking other people. And you only ask people. You don't ask people that are going to disagree with you. Right. And before you know it, you're going down a path, and now you're angry, and now you've gotten a situation where your loving virgin girlfriend, who you have all, you know, who you have a very open, trusting relationship with, is now all of a sudden some kind of whore has been kicked around town.
Yeah.
And that's what a dicky guy does. And then what you do, the other second part of being a dick, is you keep arguing all the time. told you what's going on, but you just keep pushing on that path.
It's also highly sort of intellectualized and
yes,
it's
and you think you're smart, but you're borderline retard.
Yeah.
So just humble yourself a little bit. You don't know anything. Thank you, Kevin.
Yes,
you're 20.
I am.
You know, everyone tells me stop picking on the callers, but our callers are such dicks.
I know we are.
What am I supposed to do?
Send a message to the fat dicks in Washington.
That's what I'm going to do. A vote for Carolla, I'll send that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Every time I finger my girlfriend, right before she's about to climax, she pulls me away.
Yeah. And it becomes a little overwhelming for her.
Does she actually have an orgasm?
That's another question that I had. Is there a difference between coming for a girl and having an orgasm, or are they basically the same thing? Or
do you have a different
same thing?
Do two different things happen to you?
Oh, don't be a dick.
No, I'm wondering.
No, you're a dick.
That's not being a dick.
Yes, it is. You're not wondering nothing or anything or
something. Hey, wait. Before I was able to come when I was like 9 years old and I used to masturbate, I'd have an orgasm, but nothing would come out.
Right. Was that
touché, Drew?
Was that a different experience than when stuff does come out?
No. But I don't have a vagina, you know.
Not yet, you don't.
Not yet.
But when I'm voted in,
uh-oh.
Oh yes.
Well, it's because you're cementing all the real ones.
We're going to swap them. Yes, I'm going to cement in all the real vaginas, and we're going to have to create false ones on eunuch men. You may be one of them, Kevin. All right. So listen, I think that when you're diddling her and she's about to have her orgasm, it becomes overwhelming. It becomes too intense, and she has to stop.
You know what? And here's the topper. She tells me she told me afterward when she tells me to stop, not to stop. Okay. But I don't want to end up with like some sort of Kobe thing where I go further.
Very interesting. That's interesting. Yeah.
And then you know I don't want to get accused of rape.
You have to record her telling you not to stop when you're like
she has to sign a paper.
Eating. Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you another question too? She's been having like sickness in the morning lately. But she's on the pill and she just had her period. How long after a period can a girl? I mean, I know the cycle stops when she's pregnant. Could she still be pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's
but
not
on the pill.
Not
it's
probable.
Very unlikely.
And on the pill, she's taking the pill.
She was on like she was on the 28-day thing. Now she's on ortho.
Or maybe that's what's making her sick.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is. Okay.
It's the change in pill.
Number three.
Wait a minute. What do you think? The Kevin show?
No.
Okay, hurry.
No.
Go ahead.
Right. It's hard to get through, and I have so many questions. I don't have access to the internet. You guys are great. You really are.
Kiss ass. Good.
Okay. Fuck.
Oh, that'll keep you on the air. That's good. Nice. The F-bomb.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I don't know whether to be insulted or to be feel good about the way people let those F and S words slip. Like they're so comfortable with us, they just like drop those bombs as though they were talking to their buddies.
Yeah.
Or are they so disrespectful?
Well, I think it's like when, you know, that's the same excuse I use when I break wind in front of my wife. Mm. That I'm, you know, I'm so comfortable
around
you.
Doesn't make her feel any better, though, does it?
No, she's still insulted.
Yeah.
My wife's always like, do you have to point your ass toward me?
Do you have to fan the...
She doesn't like when I point it toward her. It's like, listen, it's not a gun. If it's going to stink, it's going to stink. I turn my ass 25 degrees the other direction. You're still going
to
get it.
That's my
me.
Point. Do you have to point it at me? That'd be a good wife for you, Adam.
Yeah, her two biggest arguments are, do you have to point it at me? That's one. And I'm eating. That's her other.
God, Adam, we could do a new Odd Couple movie.
And my thing is like, I'm supposed to stop farting just because you're eating?
I do it once in a while to check to see if I still can.
Her thing is like, I'm eating. And I'm like, I'm farting. How dare you eat while I fart? No respect. All right.
Coming on to me.
Ashley?
Yeah.
Hold on, Drew. We gotta get in a gay relationship. Let me explain how this would work.
How dare you get in?
Continue. I mean, go
public.
Go public with our relationship. We would have first off, we combine our two incomes.
Ooh, nice.
We combine it, and none of this.
My kids.
Dead weight. Mm. Dead weight.
Well, I'll send them off to military academy or something.
Well, I'm not paying for it.
We're combining our income. Not that expensive.
I'm not going to have any of your income go toward them either. Now, if one of them can invent something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what. You're a doctor. We'll fake an accident. We'll get a lawsuit. We'll get a fat settlement for one of the kids.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Set the kids up. Send them off to Switzerland to some sort of a military school or something like that. We lose the wives. We move in. Now, I'm taking care of the house. I'm working on the place.
Utopia.
I'm doing everything. You're at work all day. Mm-hmm. You, I mean, we go, we're seeing.
Tell me how it's going to be when I get home. What am I going to walk into?
Mart, you're going to walk into basically, it's going to be martinis and foot rubs.
A palace too, right? You'll have the place just
palatial
squeaky.
Estate. And,
it doesn't have to be big, but I mean, you'll have it just
squeaky
appointed,
clean. Appointed. It's going to be shining like a new dime, and you're going to sit down, and I'm going to say, you must have had a horrible,
honey.
And I'm going to rub your feet, and I'm going to pour you a little brandy, and you're going to be drinking out of a snifter, and start a fire. You know what I'm saying?
Couldn't we have escorts there to help with the massages and stuff?
We'll have a staff.
Yeah.
And I'll put on some like Verde, like a little opera going. You're just gonna relax, and I'm gonna say Wall Street Journal, USA Today, New York Times. What do you like,
honey?
Putney Reader, honey? And then it's gonna be like first class.
Oh,
there's gonna be reclining. It's gonna be great. Reach arounds.
Oh,
it's gonna be huge. Oh,
what do you get?
I get the satisfaction of knowing my man is happy. Ashley?
Yes?
Wish some of you broads would hear that. You're 19. What's going on?
Okay, so I have this really strange thing that I'm just curious about. I can, the fire poles and playgrounds, that kind of thing. If I hold myself up and, suspend with, my legs just out in the air, clench for, 30 seconds, I can orgasm.
All right.
Such a talent.
You gotta get one of those then, right?
Yeah, right? If I could install one in my room, I would. But I'm just wondering, have you ever heard of that before? Or, how does that physiologically work?
Well, is there no movement and you just have pressure against your vagina?
No pressure against my vagina. It's all clenching.
Clenching your legs.
Yeah. No,
but where's the pole? Is the pole between your legs?
There doesn't even have to be a pole below me. It could be, a pull-up pole.
So she's pulling her lower abdominal muscles in, basically, with her legs straight up.
Oh, you mean hanging and lifting?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh,
but if I lay down and clench the same muscles, it doesn't work.
When you lie down and do it?
Yeah, I have to hold up all my body weight.
You have to be able to really get all the way very, very deep in the lower abdominal musculature to be able to do that. And many people get nothing from that, but some women are talented. Women can do... The spectrum of what women will orgasm in response to is extremely varied.
But have you ever heard of this before?
Yes. I've heard of guys doing this, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was rough in gym class.
Yeah. Well, now, if you have an orgasm, do you have to react? I mean...
What do you mean?
Can you hide it?
Oh, no. I can hide it. But it's just a little weird to orgasm in front of your entire gym class.
Yeah. I'd be all right with it if I could get away with it.
Okay. So
it's
all pretty much like your muscles clenching, the same contractions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, good times.
Yep.
All right. She's happy.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, is it? Whoa.
All right. Listen, we got to take a break. I'm going to draw Drew a hot bath.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever had a straight edge shave, Drew? Do you know the...
Is that a euphemism for something?
No, it's actually, I actually take the strap out, lather it up. I can take the strap on out. No, I take the strap out.
Yeah, yeah.
Sharpen the blade.
Oh, nice.
Never straight edge. Hot lather.
Oh, nothing like it.
You lie down.
Everything has a double.
I give you a nice hot lather. You lie down, and I wrap the towel around. It's only your cigar sticking out of it as you lay back, right?
Right.
And then, no, but you know what? Seriously, I like to go to a barber and get a straight edge. I like to get a real shave.
Sure.
I like to go to a barber and get where they put the hot towels on your face. And they get,
have you had that?
They get, no. Get the hot lather. You know, get the hot lather dispenser.
The whole time.
Oh, all right.
What a utopia.
We'll be back. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. Let's get back to the phones and speak to Josh, who's 20. Oh. Josh, you don't want to talk to Josh?
All right, we will.
All right. What's up?
I flipped candy this weekend, and I've had a really bad migraine for the last 4 days now, I guess.
Is that slipping or flipping?
Flip.
slip. And that's Coke and...
Coke and ecstasy.
That was candy flipping.
That's what I thought that, it was, too.
Or candy flipping, yeah, whatever.
All right, didn't I say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else? Just headache?
Yeah, just my... It feels like a concussion, almost.
What do you do? You take... How do you do it? You snort everything?
I snorted some Coke, and then I did some ecstasy, and then I snorted some more Coke.
Was it a big dose of ecstasy?
No, it was just one cap. It was just a single hit.
Did you have any sort of unusual reaction when you were high?
No, not really. I mean, I didn't feel the ecstasy as much as I normally do. But
how much is the Coke these days?
I got like an 8-ball for like 100.
8-ball for 100?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Wait a minute, isn't that like 3.5 grams?
Yeah, I think so, something like that.
So you paid like $30 a gram or $28 a gram?
Yeah, but he threw in ecstasy for free, so.
Wow, Coke is so cheap now. Well, listen, when I'm elected governor, 8 balls will be $150. One of my policies, yeah.
Cocaine price controls?
I mean, really, is Coke, 8-ball's a little cheaper, but is Coke $30 a gram?
That's how much I got it for.
Wow. I'll tell you. The kids today, Drew.
I don't do a lot of Coke.
How many days, when was this that you did this? 4 days ago?
Last weekend.
And headache ever since. And it's a global headache. Yeah. It's not one side or the other.
Yeah, mostly like in the back of my neck and in the front of my head.
All right. Does it get into low back at all? Low back?
My back's sore. My whole body's really sore because I did it all weekend. But
oh, you did multiple times.
Well, I did coke multiple times. But
anything else you're doing besides cocaine?
Just coke and ecstasy.
That's it. No pot, alcohol.
Pot, yeah, off and on.
Doing any other? What's the pills you're shaking?
What was that?
Sounds like you're shaking a bottle of pills.
Did coke a little bit ago.
Josh, sounds like you're well on your way to hell here.
Yeah, the cocaine, the daily, it wasn't that you did cocaine 4 days ago, as you added ecstasy 4 days ago to the cocaine. So you're strung out on coke, so that's where the headache's coming from. And it could be your sinuses, could be a lot of different things, but it's the cocaine.
So it could be just because if I don't do it, or whatever, because I've done it all weekend and I'm kind of like strung out, I guess.
So yeah, you're hungover, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you, where do you get your money?
I work. I have a pretty good job.
You got a good job?
Yeah.
You do?
It's okay. I'm a collector.
Really? You collect drugs?
No, money from bills and crap.
I see. All right. Hey, Josh.
Wow.
Maybe you might want to look into your cocaine use.
Yeah, you just need treatment, Josh. And this kind of thing... Actually, it was kind of we'd recommend you have treated in a hospital. I know it's hard to get that these days for cocaine, but
really,
cocaine they don't like to treat.
You can't stop doing coke.
I can stop. I just
don't want to.
I don't know. I just haven't. I guess.
Yeah. See, I could stop. Just not stopping.
Now you have a headache. You've had bad experience. Why don't you just stop then, if you can stop?
Yeah.
The sting stop from cocaine is really hard, and if the first week or so, is streamability and irritability.
It does kind of seem hard to find one right now, I guess. But.
Yeah, get treatment, right? It's
okay.
Again, insurance companies don't like paying for inpatient treatment for cocaine because they say there's no detox. But if you don't put people like this in a structured environment, they don't stop.
So people don't detox from coke, so they're not going to put them in a hospital. But if you don't put them in a hospital, they're never going to quit.
Right.
Which doesn't that end up costing the insurance company more over the course of time because the people have to relapse?
When you're governor, we're going to have a long talk about this. It's one of the biggest travesties out there.
Really? All right. I'm going to give money. All right. I got a lot of plans.
You got to go for this governorship. We need it.
And
it's time. You've been talking about this for years. It's time to document.
Consensual crimes, legal, by the way.
Yeah.
And all the prostitution, all that stuff, no problem. Knock yourselves out. Here's what we're doing. Taking all the cops, violent crime, even white-collar crime. Go ahead. You want to skim some money at work? Go right ahead. Marjorie?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I don't know. Like, for the past 3 years, I've been, like, I don't know, trying to experiment with intimacy and everything. But I, like, never get turned on. Even if the guy's, like, really turned on, I'm just not.
Are you on any medication?
No.
So
not sexual.
It's just you don't really like sex.
Well, I would imagine that I would. I'm a like very passionate person, and I don't.
Drew's a man of exquisite passion himself. Perhaps you two should get together.
Does anything turn you on?
Yeah.
Just not when you're with a person.
Yeah, just not when I'm with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what kinds of things get you aroused?
I don't know. It'll be like unintentional things. Like, I don't know, like, you know how you see the intimate parts of a movie, that'll do it. Or just have a really vivid imagination, sometimes that'll do it. But when I'm with a guy, it just,
been in love with a guy?
Am I in love? No.
Have you ever been?
No.
I think that may be the miss.
Hold on, Marty. Smoke detector battery went off in the background. I have it clocked in at about 108, 109.
Okay.
So we should be looking for that 53. Thing to go off.
Was every 35?
They're about somewhere between 35 and 55 seconds.
So around 43, she's got to be quiet again.
Okay.
She lives in L.A. Can't. That sounds like her phone's right next to it, too. Here we go.
I can't really hear you.
Okay, just be quiet for a second.
Okay.
Hold on. There we go.
Okay, that was at 47. Okay, hold on. Let me triangulate here.
What room are you in?
47 off there.
My bedroom?
Your bedroom.
Yeah.
She sleeps with this, Adam. I want you to think about that.
All right. When I'm in charge, Marjorie.
Be sympathetic. She can't get aroused. The engine isn't running.
Mm-hmm.
She probably doesn't even hear this.
7 is 13 seconds. So we're probably coming in about 25.
For the next go-around?
Fresh,
I think it's about 18, so hold on here.
All right, hold on, Marjorie.
Marjorie, be quiet for 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. All right, here we go. Oh, yeah,
see, 20. 23. That's 23. 23, so hold on. I had it at 47. I went off at...
It's going to be 50.
20, well, hold on. What's 23 and 47?
23 and 47.
Sorry. Less. What's 13 and 23?
36. We're past that. It's going to be about 56.
No, it's coming.
Okay, quiet.
That was at 36. Now 30.
Here we go, 50.
59. 54. 59. Oh, 59, you son of a bitch.
I'm seeing 56.
I'm looking at the clock right there.
I'm looking at this one up here. We're looking at two different clocks. We're off by a few seconds.
Okay. True. This is an outrage. What'd I say? 39 seconds? What do I want? 59?
Why don't you question Marjorie a little bit about her living environment?
Okay. But how many seconds did I have? 39 on the extrapolation there?
Yeah.
So are we going off on 38 here?
Yeah.
We're looking at the clock. We're trying to time the smoke detector if anyone's just tuned in. All right.
Five. Oh.
Okay.
So it's 35. It's 35.
35?
Yeah.
36 seconds. Oh, that's what I said the first time.
Yes, yes, you did.
All right, 36 seconds. Now, Marjorie.
Yes. Yeah.
That, when did it go off on the last one?
35.
I went off on 35. All right, so 411.
Yeah,
should do it. Okay, you live in a room that has a smoke detector that goes off every 36 seconds.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. Are you in your bedroom right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Just for a second, listen to the ambient noise in your room right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, how long has that been going off that way?
For quite a while, but I just get used to it, so I don't really hear it anymore.
All right. Do you understand that would drive an iguana nuts if it was in a cage in your room? No.
That's what killed your tarantula.
No. Now, where is your bed in relation to the smoke detector?
Like 2 feet from right underneath it.
And this has been happening for weeks now, yes?
Months.
Yeah, for like.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, for like a year.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
A year?
That is a record of some time.
Hold on, let me talk to Drew for a second.
Wow, I am impressed.
First off, how low can the battery go that it can give the low battery detection for 4 years? Couldn't one argue that that's not a low battery?
Yes, one could.
Everybody was like, you know, your cell phone does that low. That low battery tick.
Yeah,
what if you were able to talk for 6 hours with that chirp going off? Okay, but maybe No, I was going to say maybe hers is hardwired somehow, but it couldn't be.
No. But just, okay.
All right. Marjorie.
Yes.
You know what a 9-volt battery is?
Yeah.
You're going to need to replace the battery that's in. You know, people die every day. Thankfully, it's. Hold on, let me talk to Drew for a second.
Oh, I want to hear it. Go on.
Thankfully, in a sort of a Darwinian way, it's the people that don't replace the battery and the smoke detector end up dying. So it sort of kind of takes care of itself if you're an atheist and into Darwinism like I am. So no big loss. But we like Marjorie, and we would like you to replace that 9-volt battery with a new one, all right?
I'll do it this weekend.
Oh, please. And you know how you can tell if it's got juice in it? You put it on your tongue.
Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I shouldn't want to do that.
Okay, so you got to fall in love, Marjorie.
Yeah,
you need a guy you like.
And that's been our experience with not every but many women that for in order to hook up with their sexuality, they need to be having an experience of sort of genuine intimacy. Really,
I don't fall for guys like that. I mean, you know, I care for them, but I just can't really. I don't know, like.
Mm-hmm.
We get that. We get you're having trouble with intimacy, but that seems to be the missing ingredient here. We suspect
to fall in love.
Yeah, we suspect that.
All right. So don't beat yourself up. Don't rush yourself. Don't freak yourself out. Just find a guy, get in a good, steady, monogamous relationship, mm-hmm. and you'll find your orgasm.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, now don't hang up yet.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2,
ooh, good job.
1. Thank you. All right.
Now, this
one
is
of our greatest pastimes. My greatest love in this show is timing people's low battery.
Do we ever
smoke
miss
detector
them?
Chirp.
We hear them. They could be 3 blocks away. We hear it.
Imagine sleeping in a room with that over your head, chirping. I mean, that was through the phone, and it was very audible,
distracting. But it's interesting how different the range of human brain function is.
Yes.
She has the capacity.
Some brain, no brain.
No.
Yes.
She has the capacity to screen things out, and you have no capacity to screen things out. I mean, yes. And I don't know that I can put a judgment or, qualify one or the other.
If I could, you'd be first on the list of things screened out.
No, I understand that.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? That some people can screen everything and then focus.
Yeah.
It helps you focus when you can screen stuff out.
Yeah, focus on watching soaps.
Well, not everyone's focusing on the right things.
All right.
But your thing is, you know, like you said, a flea farts and you're
no, but I think that's what makes me a genius.
Yeah, that's what makes you. And you know what it is? It makes you see all changes in the environment. You know what I mean? Things that are inconsistent, the rest of us sort of screen out. You see it and it bothers you.
Yes, everything bothers me.
Yeah.
But I am amused by the smoke detector. All right, we're going to take I have no idea what Marjorie's question was. I just had to time. And then it becomes very important to me that I'm able to time the chirp. And that was 36 seconds. The average runs over 30 and about under 45 or 50.
50.
The average
under
chirp.
35 to 50 is really the range.
Average chirp is somewhere in the mid-40s or low 40s. Would you say, Drew?
Actually, I think there's sort of two clusters. One is around 50 and one's around 35.
Yeah. So her chirp is going off. Let me just do some crazy math here.
How many times a day?
Her chirp is going off approximately 2 times a minute. Okay?
120 times an hour.
Well, it's a little bit less.
Let's say 100 times an hour.
Let's be forgiving because it's more than 100 times. Yeah. 100 times
just
an hour.
Just round down.
100 times an hour. So it goes off about 800 times in her average sleep.
2,400 times a day.
Yeah, but she's not in her room 24 hours a day.
800 times while she's there.
That's right. All right. We'll be back. Hey, yo. Loveline. I'm Adam. This is Dr. Drew. Hi, huh? Ready to rock here, Drew?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Yeah, Ryan?
Yeah.
Hey, you don't mind if I call you Rhino, do you, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
Well, I live in San Diego, California, right? And I met this great, I mean, absolutely great-looking chick, like, a couple weeks ago. And,
Oh, well,
I'm sorry, sorry about the. But anyways, we've been talking about sex.
Oh my God! You can't. Oh my God!
Ryan said the S word two times in the course of a
apologize and just let it fly again. That's why Anderson hangs up on these guys. They don't have the they're not trustworthy at that point.
True. Is it trustworthy or is it diminished mental capacity?
Well, that's the point. They can't be trusted to contain their impulses.
Right. But can a dog contain its impulse to sniff another dog's ass?
No, you can't trust it not to. It will.
Yeah.
It's not trust in the sense that we have to, you know, have a, a tertiary kind of relationship.
Do you think this nation has become a group of tards? Really, I really think people are just getting stupid. Here's what I think. I think there's a greater chasm between. It used to be poor people and people that weren't well educated, and all these people seem to still have a little better grasp on the English language and still able to contain themselves a little bit better.
There's two things. Is that
like bums used to wear suits?
Right. Our educational system has failed many people, and they can't. They just seem to know nothing. And they come from traumatic histories where they're chaotic and can't contain anything.
Yes.
And so it's a dual whammy sort of right now.
Maybe it's I don't blame the educational system because I'm a product of that system and idiots are still idiots and doesn't matter how much schooling you give them. Thank you. Kimberly.
Yes.
You're 25.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I've been dating a guy for 5 years. I feel it's time for either a commitment or leaving him. I'm not sexually attracted to him anymore, and he's become really lazy.
Why would you want a commitment from a guy you don't like and are not attracted to?
Because I put 5 years into the relationship.
Oh, you better throw in some more. Yeah, flush some more years down the toilet. That's a smart move.
Yeah. Apply that logic to anything, like a job. Horrible, dead-end job with a boss you don't like where you're going nowhere. So you got 4 years with that crappy company.
Better keep going. I've already got four years in.
Better keep it going. Hope God willing, I'll make it to 20 years.
No.
Of misery?
No. It's just a matter of how to do it.
Why? You don't... First off, you sound angry at this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
All right. Kind of. So why not... doing it's easy. That's easy. You're probably going to enjoy it.
Well, that's what everybody says.
She's codependent. That's why she's hung in this long. It's very hard for her to leave.
Well, so are you worried about his feelings in the breakup or your feelings?
More his.
She's responsible for his feelings. Right. And well-being.
What's this guy do for a living?
He just started a job as a truck, working for a trucking industry.
Okay. And you're angry, baby. You always been angry or are you just sort of bitter because of this guy?
He also lives in Riverside. You'd be angry
too. Yeah. You live in Riverside?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
When you're governor.
Yeah. Let me tell you, one of my first mandates when I'm governor. Hold on a second. Drew, I'm glad you brought this up. It's unfair to people who are relocating from out of state to give these false names, like Hawaiian Gardens being a dump.
Oh, you can change all that.
Panorama City. Yeah. No view in Panorama
Riverside.
City. Riverside.
These places sound nice. You could irrigate Riverside.
Well, that's the thing.
You could bring life to Riverside.
Here's what I'm going to say. Listen, you sun-blasted white trash meth heads, you got 6 goddamn months to dig a river. Or change your name to Crapside.
Yeah, either you make your city what your
That's
the name
right.
reflects.
Hawaiian Gardens. I better hear some luau music. I better get a lei when I enter your city. I want to see some palm trees. Yeah. I want it to look like an Elvis movie over here because the nudie bar and the place that the landfill. No, not good. You're gone. We'll give you name.
Landfill Gardens.
Yes. Whatever the most humiliating name is, that's what you're going to get. Panorama City. That Panorama City is a dump. And when I think Panorama City, I think, must have magnificent views of the Pacific Ocean.
Dump city.
Here's what you look at. You get to look at Kaiser. Crappy hospital over there. You get nothing. All right. Changing all these names. And by the way, also I'm going to reward some of the nicer places.
People that look like.
Yeah. It's like... Encino? That doesn't sound as nice as it is.
Well, anybody that
has something nicer.
An Indian name or Mexican name.
Greatburg. Yeah.
Sierra Madre.
Yeah, dude, don't screw me up. Oh, yes, I'm going to get rid of all the Spanish surnames
really?
For everything. Absolutely.
All Spanish surnames, everything.
No. It's too enticing to the people on the other side of the border. They get confused. Because here's the deal. You live in Tijuana, right?
Yeah.
Here's what we're telling you. Do not hop over the border and go to Chula Vista and then into San Diego and then into Santa Barbara.
And then
through Santa Ana and through Santa Barbara and into San Simeon. Wait a minute, that's an Indian thing.
Oh, okay.
We don't need none of them either. Then up to San Francisco. Where does it stop? Yeah, go ahead and take Sepulveda till you get to Los Angeles. Take Sepulveda till you get to Alvera Street and then turn right on Los Feliz. We want them not to come here. We name everything after one of their things. You can change that too, Drew. You're right. That's right. You got to think. Are you writing this down?
I don't have to. It's instinctive in you.
All right.
I know your constituency expects this.
Okay, who are we talking
to?
We're
done.
Kimberly?
We're done.
No, we're not. We're never done. It's never over. That's the whole thing.
Okay.
Not for another 30 seconds. Kimberly?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Break up with him.
Yeah.
And how about you move out of Riverside?
I just moved back to Riverside.
No. What happened?
Job relocation. Now I'm not working there, so I can move back out there.
Do you have any kids?
No.
Okay, good. Right. You're free.
I know.
Get out of there. Ooh.
But how to do it? That's my whole thing.
How to do it?
Yeah.
How about it's not you, it's me.
I don't like you. Yeah. Hey, just listen. Hey, look, you tell them you've hung out for 5 years. It's not going anywhere. You know it. I know it.
Yeah.
I'm moving on.
That's
all
it.
Right?
Okay.
Don't leave the door
that's
open.
That's it. But yes, do not leave the door open. All right?
Okay.
All right. That's it. Very short, very sweet, very simple, but firm. She's 25. She's from Riverside. Sounds like she's 60.
That's what it does.
All right. We'll be back. Well, that's the show, everybody. I got to get work on my campaign slogan. It was Corolla in 2002 for a while until somebody informed me that wasn't. You know, I didn't have the year right.
Oh.
So now I got to rework the whole thing.
Oh, we got to print up all the new flyers and stuff.
You'd think someone at Kinko's would have sounded off with that, but maybe thought it was a goof. So I'm going to fire my campaign manager for not knowing what year it was, and then we're going to go ahead and revamp the slogan, all right?
Okay.
So far we have Corolla in the year that it is now, which
I thought
it was a little bumpy. I thought we'd just go 2003, but we want to play it safe.
Oswaldo is not a good campaign manager. I told you that.
All right. Make fun of the Latinos. So, until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.